The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Apparently, Marcus Peters wasn't that popular. A lot of other stuff to get to. Let's just do it. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, in the snow part, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and it is a Tuesday. Usually everybody's in a bad mood. We'll get over it. We're going to have some fun today. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports, stuff like that. What's going on with you, man?
Stuff and sports.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got a lot of stuff, too.
I'm actually in a fantastic mood and feeling better than I have in a long time, so.
Okay.
Which is good.
Good for you.
I don't know if it's that I haven't had anything to drink for 4 days or I haven't had a cigarette in weeks or what, but I just feel freaking great today.
Good for you.
And I'm doing this weight thing, and they have this machine that I went on, and when I got off of that, I felt, oh my God, I feel great. Went home and went for a long ass run, and then still had energy, and went to the gym and did a couple sets, and I'm like, I feel freaking great.
So I did yoga this morning.
Did you do downward facing dog?
That was one of the things I did.
I didn't want to see that.
I gotta tell you, I understand that yoga has lots of benefits for some people, and it's you know, it's good for stretching and breathing, I guess. But it's a giant waste of time to me. Like, who can sit and stretch and breathe for an hour?
See, to me, the whole point of stretching and breathing is so you can go work out.
Right.
So
that's not a workout.
Who talked you into this?
So my trainer is, I usually meet him at 9:30. And it's at my MMA gym, but there's like it's split in half. So on one side, you can do all, they've got like a personal training setup.
Yeah.
On the other side, there's mats. And I've been meeting him at 9:30, and then I'm doing either jiu-jitsu or Muay Thai at 11. And today, he had something going on. Like, I don't know what he had. He said he had something he couldn't get out of. I'm assuming it's court. But he, so he couldn't be there. Or he had to leave early, and he was like, just do the yoga class, because I got a yoga class going on there. Because normally on Tuesdays, you go outside, and we've got like sledgehammers and big tires, and we flip tires. And
yeah, it seems like a lot more fun.
Manly stuff.
Yeah.
But it was raining today.
Nah.
So I did yoga, and I got to tell you, like, I just don't get it. I'm not knocking anybody if that's what you like to do. Cool. I just don't understand it.
It helps make me tranquil.
I guess so.
I hear that a lot.
All it did to me was like about 30 minutes in, I was like, God, it would be so rude of me to just walk out in the middle of this class, but I really, really want to. I thought about maybe like faking an injury or
something. Got to
get out of there. Yeah, but I stuck it out. That way I can at least say I gave it a real shot, but it was that's a dumb thing, in my opinion.
Well, I'm sure that there's people who enjoy it, helps them relax, give them something to do.
I guess.
But
or you could just exercise.
Well, there's that. Some people have to get their minds right.
Yeah.
So I like to meditate, but it doesn't have anything to do with exercise. So
right.
I wouldn't want to, and I don't know how, I mean, that's just stretching, right?
It's a lot of stretching. It's a lot of breathing. Like they'll tell you when to breathe in, when to breathe out.
Yeah, I'm kind of okay on the breathing end. I've pretty much figured that out in my life.
You've done it for a while.
Yeah, I've been doing it for 53 years. I think I'm okay at breathing.
I feel like part of the bigger issue that I have with it is like everybody there knows all the moves. and I didn't really know what I was doing.
Oh, so you had to copy?
Yeah.
Did you at least copy a hot chick? That's what I would have done.
I mean, I copied the teacher chick.
Oh, okay.
There was a hot chick there, but she was like, I wasn't copying her because I was just, I don't know if she was doing it right. So I copied the teacher, but it's hard to be like zen and focused when you got to keep looking over at the teacher every time she says something and to figure out what she's talking about. Hmm. Eventually, by the end of it, I figured out child's pose is like you sit on your heels and reach forward. But other than that, it was all nonsense to me.
I see.
So I think I've given it a shot. I've given it a valiant effort, but I think I'm out on it.
Okay. I don't know that I blame you.
Yeah.
It's just not something that's ever appealed to me.
Right.
I've never thought, hey, man, I'll go do yoga. I don't think you have either. It just happened to be you had time to kill.
Right.
So.
Now, there's a lot of people who say yoga does great things for them. It's just
well, that's good.
Me.
Well, to me, it's like there's a lot of things. If it's good for you,
yeah,
and you get something out of it, like if you want to go to a super church and give a guy a bunch of money, but you get something out of it, be my guest.
Like I hear it all the time. And of course, they were telling me today, oh, it'll help you. It'll help you with your jiu-jitsu. It'll help you with fighting. Okay. You know what else will help me with that? Doing more jiu-jitsu and more Muay Thai. And like it's the same thing when CrossFit was the rage,
yeah.
Which maybe it still is. And everybody was trying to get me to do CrossFit. And I was like, oh, you want me to go work out with poor form? No, thanks. And they're like, oh, it'll make you so much of a better fighter. No, fighting will make me a better fighter. You know, and I understand lifting weights, but I don't need to like lift weights as a contest. It just doesn't do anything for me.
Somebody wants to know, were you the only dude in yoga?
No. There were two other dudes, and three other dudes. One of them I've trained with before, like so. He's also he does martial arts, but he's very small, and he's flexible, so he took to it. The other two guys like only come to the gym for yoga. That's it. Which I don't get, but, you know. And then they were like, oh, make sure you come back for the evening class tonight. And I was like, people do this more than 1 hour a day? You imagine taking 2 hours out of your day for yoga? Like, what you think about how you break down your day. Let's say you sleep for 8 hours. You've got 16 hours left. You're going to use 1/8 of that on stretching and breathing? No thanks, man. Not for me.
These people all retired?
No, I don't think so. They all appeared to be working age. Hmm. But
well, yeah, like I said, there's a lot of things that I don't understand that people are into. But if they are, they are. That's
yeah.
Cool.
Listen, man,
and I'm willing to try stuff, and I have. But no, there's a lot of times where I'll try something. And go, okay, that wasn't for me.
Yeah,
like TV shows. Somebody will suggest a TV show, and I'll try and say, hey, you know, it's just not for me. Some people love it.
Yep.
And yoga's obviously like that. Yoga's not for me.
Tim said he tried yoga once, and he said, I'm admittedly inflexible, but after 20 minutes, I wanted to die. Sweaty, exhausted, I'm in good shape. The least tranquil experience of my life. I did sweat a little bit, but it didn't feel like I had been through, like, a serious workout. You know what I mean? Like, I've gotten accustomed to going in there and I'm throwing around kettlebells and
yeah.
Battle ropes and things like that. It's not the same.
832 says, after 3 months of hot yoga and other training, I gained 5 miles per hour in my fastball. Yoga's legit.
I mean, like I said, I think it has benefits.
Depends on your fastball. For me, if I went from 25 to 30, not really going to make that much of a difference.
It.
No. 30-mile-an-hour fastball. For
hot yoga. No thanks on hot yoga. It's like it's kind of gross as it is. Well, I don't want that.
Hmm.
But, again, to each their own.
Yeah. And that's okay. If you're into it, you're into it.
Right.
I
mean, it's like gay dudes. Like, if that's what you're into, cool. Go for it. It's just not for me.
Yeah. Well, and I don't want us all to be in the same thing.
Or cucumbers.
Oh, I
everybody tells yeah. me, oh, cucumbers are so good for you. Okay, maybe yeah. they're good for you. They make me want to throw up.
Well, it's like pickles. I hate pickles. A lot of people love pickles. They insist on putting them on every burger. I hate pickles. I don't like vinegar. I don't like tomatoes. I'll eat ketchup, but I won't eat tomatoes. But people love tomatoes or else they wouldn't exist. Yeah. So guess what that means? More tomatoes for you guys.
For you guys, yeah.
So.
There's some people that are vegetarians.
Yeah.
Hey, that's cool if you're about that life. Like, I would honestly choose to eat only meat if that was a thing. Like, if you could be a meatitarian, I would do that. Very difficult, though.
I would, I'd at least consider being a vegetarian if I was ordered to do it, like, by my doctor.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Because the older I get.
I'd say, give me a pill or something. There's got to be another way.
I would at least think about that.
That's crazy talk. Yeah. What would you get on your pizza?
Cheese.
What are you, a five-year-old?
No, I'm just saying, I'm not doing it, but...
You would have a tofu pizza.
Eh.
John, could you be a vegetarian?
No.
Yeah, that's too much.
Well, I just think the older you get, if you get told, hey, you got to quit eating this crap or you're going to die, you'll adjust.
I don't know about that. Like, I understand if they say, hey, quit eating so much of this thing, like quit eating so much foods that are high in cholesterol or sugar, okay. But meat, all meat?
I've eaten probably 5,000 cows in my life. I don't need another one if it comes down to it.
Yeah, but like chicken, I mean, you know how limited you are? But again.
But again,
if that's you, hey, good for you.
Well, it's not me right now, but I'm just saying I'd at least.
Who am I to judge you? Who am I?
You're a guy who does yoga.
Yeah.
All right, quick break.
A former yoga student.
It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Results may vary. Call for details.
All right, guys. Maybe you are realizing that your energy company is not doing everything they said they were going to do. Maybe they made you some offers at the beginning, and you were like, man, that sounds really good. It sounds like a great marriage. And then they changed it up on you. They were like, oh, we'll give you free weekends. We'll give you free days. We're going to give you a $500 bonus. List goes on and on. And you were like, yeah, that's awesome. And then turns out a couple months down the road, after you've spent that $500 bonus, you realize you're paying a way higher rate. And now they're adding additional fees to your bill. And it's nonsensical. That's not the case with Tri-Eagle Energy. These guys treat you right. They keep it simple. The rate you see is the rate you will pay with Tri-Eagle. There's no gimmick. There's no minimum usage fee. There's no charges if you go over a certain amount of electricity. There's just good, clean electricity and a good, honest approach. They're going to tell you what you're going to spend on electricity. That's what's going to be on your bill. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN, you'll get a better rate. PUCT license number 10064 for my good friends at Tri-Eagle Energy.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. We're talking about the vegetarian thing. We've kind of already gone to Meatless Mondays.
Yeah.
And I do think the idea is to expand that out a little bit. To where we're eating a lot less meat.
You do that one day a week. I can see that. Does your wife want to not eat meat?
Yeah, one day a week, yeah. That's kind of where we are.
Do you want to not eat meat for health purposes, or is it because you love animals?
It's more health purposes. I really think I need – well, I need to cut back because I'll go to steak night three nights in a row sometimes, you know, if I like
– okay.
I mean that's that kind overkill. Of stuff. It is overkill.
For me, when I was eating all that barbecue, finally, in January when I took drinking off – I had no red meat in January, but I still ate chicken. I still ate pig because I can't give it up all, you know?
Yeah, I, You know, I think we're just going to kind of ease into eating it less and less.
What about fish? Will you eat fish?
It's still a meat, really. I mean, it's a different kind of meat, but it's still a meat.
But it's like really good for you.
It is. It is. Like I probably have tuna for dinner tonight, for instance.
Yeah.
But I'm going to eat more of that kind of stuff.
What about eggs?
See, I don't know how to treat eggs because they're really just dead baby chickens.
Right.
But
they're not in chicken form.
And they're not, so they're not a chicken yet. So, yeah, I think eggs are okay.
Okay.
Somebody says Pizza Hut has vegan veggie pizza.
First of all, Pizza Hut. Who's eating Pizza Hut?
Here's one thing I don't understand about Pizza Hut. What the hell does it mean when they say nobody out pizzas the Hut? What does that mean? What are you saying?
I don't know.
Nobody makes more pizza?
I mean, that's possible.
You're not saying, oh, we make the best pizza. There's no way.
I think that's what they want you to believe.
I know that's what they want you to believe, but we know better, right? Like, that can't mean that. So I remember when Bud Light said Bud Light has drinkability?
Yeah.
What the hell did that mean?
I don't know.
Guess what? Everything, water has drinkability. It's drinkable.
Yeah, I mean, it's a liquid.
But people like that. They're like, oh, drinkability, cool.
I mean, compared to boiling liquid hot magma?
Yeah.
Bud Light drinkable, for sure.
Here's another one that kind of got me. I don't know why I'm on this now. Love makes a Subaru a Subaru. Is there some guy named Love on the construction line? The hell does that mean?
I don't know.
Are people servicing these Subarus and little baby Subarus?
You're out on taglines.
Well, I think...
Catchphrases.
Yeah, we'll just have something that makes sense.
Dilly dilly.
Right, that makes sense.
Absolutely. We all know what that means.
Right.
No, I'm kind of out on these misleading phrases. How's that?
God, misleading. What's the amount, like, if you're going to go buy tickets? Let's say you want to buy tickets to a concert or, they do it at movie theaters now. Like, there's the fees.
Yeah.
What's the limit where you're like, okay, if the fee is this high, I'm not interested?
See, that's kind of sneaky because I don't pay attention until I get to checkout and I go, whoa!
Yes!
Especially if I'm buying more than one.
This happened today.
Okay.
I guess we're probably 90% going to the Canelo-Golovkin fight.
Yeah.
For work. If we don't go for work, I'm going anyway.
Okay.
And I'm not going to sit in a closed circuit room and watch the fights. Because sometimes when the fights are real big, they don't put us in the arena. They put us in like a room where they're showing it on closed circuit.
Okay.
So, and my mom's
and that
going.
One's probably, you're probably going to get closed circuit tickets for that one. I'm
right.
Guessing.
Well, that's what we got last time. For the last Canelo.
Yeah.
You left, so you
yeah,
didn't.
Yeah, I had to leave.
You'll leave this time too, won't you? Because it's Derby week?
Yeah, it's Derby week, so I got no choice.
Okay.
But I will be watching the fight at home.
Well, I'm going to the fight. And tickets aren't cheap, obviously. But you would think a convenience fee would be something like $10 a ticket or whatever. Like something,
right.
The more you pay for your tickets, the more the convenience fee is.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a percentage.
How's that fair? So, like, it's for me to have the convenience of buying my tickets online. If I'm buying good tickets, it's significantly more than the convenience of someone else at home buying for nosebleeds. That's not a convenience fee. That's just you're gouging me. That's BS. Well, that's a good seat tax.
Well, convenience fee is very much like dynamic pricing. Yeah, it's just a term that makes it sound better than, hey, we're bending you over and greasing you.
Now, there's a handling fee for the order, which is separate from the convenience fee. That's $4.90. Convenience fee on two tickets, $350.
That's ridiculous.
How much were the tickets?
They weren't cheap. But $350 to give you the convenience of buying them online as opposed to going to the box office of T-Mobile Arena and buying them.
And aren't all the tickets digital anyway?
Yes.
They're emailed to you?
Yes.
So where is...
Flash seats.
Where the inconvenience...
But there's still a convenience fee if you go to the box office. They'll charge you... It's a different one.
Yeah. Like, I'm making... I always say this. I don't understand this about movies, too. If I order my movie tickets online, why do I have to pay $2 more than if I go and stand in line and talk to your employee? I'm saving you money by not tying up your employee.
You know what I think it is? If you buy through like Fandango or whatever it is, I bet you it's just Fandango taking a cut.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Why don't they just call it that?
Because like Fred said, convenience fee doesn't sound as bad.
It should be, you call it rake. That's what it is. It's rake.
R fee. But you know what would happen then? Like all the different brokers would have like, it'd get into a rate war. Which would be nice.
Yeah, yeah, that's good for the consumer.
But instead, convenience fee. Such BS. Such BS. So I'll be at the fights, but I'm not happy about these convenience fees.
You already bought them?
They're bought. Hmm. But
yeah, we could have had one of our friends just go over to the box office and save you a bunch of money.
Probably so. But these were all pre-order. Like okay. Because. You can
and the good news is if we do get to go, you can just sell those.
That's possible.
And make a lot more money off
that's
of
possible,
them.
That's possible, yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty certain we're going, although you might get stuck in the tent.
Well, I'm going now no matter what.
Right.
So either I'm going to take some days off from work and go to Vegas, or I'm going to
they're
going to
send us out.
Go for work.
They're going to send us for work. I have no doubt.
But when the rest of the media schlubs are in the... in the closed circuit room, I ain't going to be there this time.
Because you're rich.
Well, not anymore.
Not after those fees.
Can't be rich with these fees.
I had that today trying to book a flight. We've been, haven't been able to find a flight to Toronto that I'm willing to pay the money for. And I finally found one today to Buffalo on Southwest. And by the time I got done booking it for both of us, but with the airport fees here, it's almost $180
dude,
extra on per ticket.
You,
it's just like, all right, you know what? Okay, now we're still in that price range that I don't really want to pay, which I know I should just pay it, but I'm also...
It's BS. That's why I drove my wife to Austin, because it was literally half the price of her flight.
Now, isn't this going to be worse with the remodeling of the Astrodome?
Yeah.
Higher,
why they've got the money to redo the Astrodome.
Yeah. To charge
because nobody wants to fly out of Houston anymore. Nobody wants to stay in hotels here. But hey, we got an Astrodome.
Yeah.
If you want to come see the shiny new Astrodome, you're going to want to fly in to Austin and drive there. You come in, but if I were you, I'd get a hotel in Galveston because otherwise they're going to gouge you if you try to stay in Houston. It's BS, man. It's people with their fees. And I don't like them. I don't like those fees.
This is the first time that I've tried to book a flight out of Austin, and it's been the same price, actually more expensive. And explain this one to me. I changed planes once in Las Vegas, so I'm flying west to go back to Buffalo, and then once in Phoenix. I'm like, no, that's dude. It's not worth that. If I can't get a direct flight. Yeah, and I'm waiting because usually I can get Air Canada last minute at a good price, and that's probably what I'm going to wind up doing.
But. I flew out of Austin before. In fact, it was last summer when I went up to Seattle, and I was up in Seattle and Portland for a week or whatever it was, and my wife and kids were there for 3 weeks. So I went for the middle week, and my flight there, I flew out of Austin because it was like $350 cheaper to fly out of Austin.
Oh, yeah.
Guess where my... Guess what the route was for my plane? Austin, Houston, Seattle.
That's awesome.
How absurd is that?
That's ridiculous. But that's what we've created here with all this stuff. Trent Bevo says, I learned two things today. Fred still uses checks, and AJ can afford high fees, even though he took a pay cut. I can't tell you the last time I've used a check for anything. We had this conversation the other day. They needed a check for... something I was refinancing so that they would have a voided check.
So they could have your routing number, basically.
I don't have a voided check. I haven't had checks in 5 years, maybe longer than that. I can't tell you the last time I wrote one.
Tyler says what pisses him off is that Fandango still charges a convenience fee when using a Fandango gift card.
Yeah. Dude, I'm done with fees. If I'm ever an elected official, I'm getting rid of fees. I'm fighting the battle against fees. Convenience fees. Get out of here with that.
The problem is we're all willing to pay them. You paid them.
You don't have a choice.
Yeah.
If there was a way to not pay the fee, I would do that. But they've got us up against a wall, Fred. Where if you want to go watch Black Panther, you got to pay two extra dollars.
Yeah.
Or you can have last choice of seats.
I'm gonna fly
and up. That's when it started happening. When movie theaters started letting you pick your seats, that's when it became a priority to get your seats early. Because now you don't want to be sitting in the front row.
No.
You know, so, or you don't want to sit like off to the side. You want that sweet spot. That's why they get, that's what, if you want the sweet spot, you got to pay the extra $2. If you don't mind sitting in the front row, hey, just show up at the box office. Ask for your tickets to Black Panther. You'll sit in the front row. No big deal. If that's what you're into. I'm not into that.
Yeah, me either.
Like the theme of the show, I'm not into that. Some people are into sitting at the front row of the movie. I'm not.
Apparently that's what we're all about.
You know what else I'm all about? I'm all about Republic Harley Davidson. I love this place. I don't take my bike anywhere else for servicing. There's four or five dealerships closer to my house than Republic Harley dealers. And I drive by them all because I want to go to the best. And I know they're going to take care of my bike. I know they're going to treat it right. I know they're going to treat me right. And Republic Harley-Davidson has 7 master technicians on staff. 7. Way more than any other Harley dealer in the area. Your bike's going to get taken care of. The job's going to be done right. Inventory, that's what you're looking for. If you haven't seen it, I can't even explain it to you. They've got, a lot of guys will tell you they've got a massive inventory. We've got the best selection. Well, do they have 100 brand new bikes on their showroom floor? Do they have every model, every color? No, Republic does. Outside, they've got a huge selection of pre-owned Harleys as well. I've been to the other places. I've browsed around. It's not the same, guys. Go to Republic. They're going to get you on the Harley of your dreams. They've got a great staff, professional, knowledgeable, friendly. Whatever your Harley needs, service, newer pre-owned bikes, merchandise, riding classes, Republic Harley-Davidson. It's the place to go. It's the only place to go. Financing for everyone, 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or check them out online at republichd.com. It's Republic Harley-Davidson.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. I want to ask, you guys ever go to a massage parlor? My buddy keeps bugging me to go. To be honest, I'm kind of terrified of those places. If you're going to a legitimate massage parlor, that's one thing. If you're going to a rubbing, I don't know if I can say that.
Tug?
Yeah. Boat?
Yeah, that's worth going to.
No, never been. Sorry.
No, I've been, but I've never used the services. When I was in the Army, that was the massage parlor. No offense to your people, Jong, but it was the Korean massage parlor, was also known as a place where you could get laid. And when guys would show up at our unit and had never experienced the pleasures of the flesh, we would usually pool some money and take them down for the special massage. And when you get the special massage, all the girls come to the front and line up, and you get to pick which one will give you your special massage. And then they would take them back there and get their special massage and
interesting.
You know. It was just helping dudes out back then. That's the way we did it. That's brotherhood, Fred.
That's a cool thing to do.
Yeah.
For your buddies.
Right. If you wouldn't have gotten laid in high school, you would have wanted somebody to do that for you.
Probably, yeah.
I sure would have.
Yeah.
Hey, help me out here.
Yeah, just so I can, you know.
In 18 years, I'm still waiting.
Yeah, I mean, doing it myself.
Right.
This is not a do-it-yourself world. But.
That's why Shrek, our caller Shrek,
yeah,
he should have joined the army. And that would have been taken care of by his friends.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Yeah, we should charge convenience fees on all our audiobooks, like just to
that's
download
good idea.
It. That's $5 to download it, and then you and I just split that, right?
But let's do it on something that, like, you know, because that's something that maybe they don't want it. Maybe they won't want to buy the book then. Let's do it on something that people really want to do, like text or call the show. Like, if you want to call the show, you're going to have to give Juggalo Trey your credit card number, and he's going to charge you $1.50 every time you call.
I think we should go with $3. It's the number one show in the city. You should pay $3 plus a 50-cent convenience fee. That's what I would do. What do we do with the convenience fee? We'll give that to Juggalo Trey. That's Juggalo's Trey's fee for taking the whole. Of course, and then the credit card's going to charge you a fee on top of that.
Yep.
It's going to be $11 to call a show.
Yep. But that means people are only going to call when they need to. Right. Nobody's just burning $1.50, $3, whatever it is.
Nobody's going to call and say, should Texas charge J.J. Watt?
No one's going to say, talk sports, click. Because then what?
You guys suck, $3.
Yeah.
People say you should do a GoFundMe on Shrek, take him to the biggest bunny ranch.
No, Trek, I mean, he's basically said as much. He's waiting for the right moment. He's not just looking to get laid by anybody.
Yeah. I don't know. Somebody said we should use the convenience fees for Trey's massage fund. That's how you bring the whole thing together. Well done, Texture. All right. Well, there is sports to talk about. Did you see that only three teams were interested in Marcus Peters? Yeah, apparently.
I know the Texans weren't one of them.
No.
He's not Texans worthy.
It's not so much that. What are they going to trade?
Right.
they don't have anything left to trade.
I mean, is next year's second gone already? Or is
this year's second. They actually have 2 seconds next year.
Oh, they could have done that.
But
next year's second and this year's sixth?
It was second. You sure it's a sixth?
Yeah, it was a second and a sixth.
Because I keep seeing second and fourth everywhere I look. So, according to Peter King, the Rams are one of three teams that had any legitimate interest in Peters. And considering they landed him for a fourth round pick in this year's draft and a second round pick in the 2019 draft. So again, another place that says fourth and second. I've yet to see sixth anywhere, I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
Other than you. But it says, King reports that several factors led to a weak market for a guy who's made two Pro Bowls in his first three seasons. One is that Colts general manager Chris Ballard, who was the Chiefs director of player personnel, played a role in Peters ending up in KC. He had no interest in bringing Peters to Indy, which kind of says a lot because Indy needs corners. Another factor was that the Chiefs called every team in the league about Peters, indicating they were desperate to part ways with him. And here's why he says that the Chiefs were eager to dump Peters. His behavior had become erratic, apparently, capped by the Week 13 meltdown in the Meadowlands. Chiefs decided they couldn't trust his behavior anymore, and despite his playmaking ability, felt whatever they could fetch for him in trade would be better than Peters returning in 2018. So he loves football. He practiced hard in Kansas City, but his tendency to lose it was a divisive part of his resume, too, and a big reason why the Chiefs dumped him.
Man.
He says he was suspended for a game last season after he threw a penalty flag into the stands, but reports indicated the suspension was about more than just that outburst.
Yeah, I'm seeing fourth and second now, too. Yesterday, the article I had pulled up, it was on ESPN, was a six.
Yeah, ESPN's fake news. You know that.
Oh, okay. So Tyler says Chiefs gave Peters, Tim says it too. It was a second and fourth for Peters and a sixth.
Okay.
So there was a sixth in play. It was just, so the story I read yesterday had it wrong.
Yeah. The what's the convenience fee on 50 cent beer Friday at the track? I don't think there is any. So, but just because the Colts weren't interested, I don't know why that would be a big deal. But if you're the Chiefs, you got three really good seasons out of the guy for the 18th pick. Didn't you pick up a second rounder and you get rid of a headache? Maybe it's not so bad. It's not like, and now I think the Rams second round pick probably isn't going to be very good next year. I wouldn't think.
Yeah.
But that it's just, when I keep looking at it thinking, wow, what a weird deal. But you just wonder what the hell we don't know about the guy, that they would give him up for that, and that only three teams in the entire league would be interested, if that is indeed the case. Because, yeah, I know he's a head case, but if I'm the Texans, well, they can't trade any more draft picks.
Yeah.
They've already basically gone Kevin Costner with their picks, and then the guy wouldn't give them back. It's where they are right now. So even if they were willing to take on a headache, they don't have the assets. But,
well, I honestly, I mean, listen, unless this guy's cutting people's heads off or something, I think he's a hell of a player. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, I ordinarily am kind of with you, but there's a lot of, I mean, it's just, there's so many things now that you keep hearing. You go, why are they willing to give him away so cheaply? It's like, hey, AJ, I'll sell you this MacBook for $20.
Okay.
Yeah. And then,
I mean, I'll take my chances.
But it's probably
if the price is low enough, I'll take my chances. Unless I'm worried that MacBook is going to kill me, I figure the upside of maybe I can get that thing fixed and I spent $20 on it, the upside is there. You know what I mean? And that's essentially what it is.
And when you turn it on, there's this little countdown clock going 10, 9, 8, and it's going to blow up in your face?
It's not going to blow up, though. Like I said, unless it's going to kill you.
Could have a bomb in it. You don't know.
Well, if Marcus Peters is like a school shooter and he's going to show up and kill his team, then, I mean, that's a bad move. Otherwise, I don't got a problem with it. I think they can get something out of him. And the guy's a player. And that, to me, that's what I worry about. Can you play? If you're a knucklehead, I can fix it. Or, you know, if it gets to that point, we'll move on. But they've got base. I mean, that's such a low investment in it. A second and a fourth.
Yeah, I'm all for taking a shot. I just wonder. I'm always going to wonder when a team's willing to give away a guy that cheaply. What we don't know. Is there a suspension coming that we don't know about?
I mean,
is there a domestic violence thing we don't know about?
How many other?
It's just like when the Texans drafted a linebacker the year that Cushing went on suspension. You guess like something's weird here, and of course he goes on suspension.
Well,
so.
Think about the other corners that are, you know, pains in the asses, and they were headaches. Think about Darrell Revis when he was with the Jets. Like everyone's like, oh, he's such a pain in the ass. Who wants it? Aqib Talib, another good example. These guys are pains in the ass, but at the end, talent wins out, man. You want guys who can play.
281. Maybe the GM found out none of his teammates went to his birthday dinner. Well played. Okay, that's two draft day references in one show. That's enough. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Well,
you're listening to The Blitz.
Rock and roll, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
It's time to get on the map. SportsMap.com, your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. Covers all your favorite teams, trends, and events. Check out content from some of your favorite radio hosts today. Your favorite radio station owner, David Gow. His column is up there.
Said good stuff about us.
He did. And guess who the picture's of?
Us.
Yeah.
Did he call us cool?
I think he did.
Yeah, we're cool.
We are cool. Maybe old and decrepit, but...
Right. Pretty cool.
I think that's an apt description. Barry Laminack has a an Olympic video, which I haven't watched yet, but it looks like it's really funny. Jermaine Every weighs in on the fact that athletes should be able to say whatever the hell they want, just like people seem to get on them and not actors as much, which, you know, he implies the reasons why. Raheel had some off-the-wall rule changes for all the major sports today. Patrick Creighton wonders what the FBI is really looking into the NCAA for. Got our soccer recap from Victor, and Barry Warner asked what's
Barry next. Warner here.
What's next for the Texans? And he has other assorted sports takes, but you know what? He had a line in his thing that scares the crap out of me. He's basically indicating that they may re-sign Xavier Suofilo.
Barry Warner's indicating that?
Yeah.
Is he an insider?
I would hope that that's... I hope he's way, way off base on that. It says they won't break the bank for him, but who would?
No. I mean, imagine even...
No, don't bring him back.
You have to...
I don't care if he goes somewhere and turns into a player. He's never going to be a player for you because either he's no good or you don't know how to coach him.
You have to roll the dice on someone new. Because this guy's had many chances and he's just not good. So you have to roll the dice and hope that whoever, I don't care who it is, whoever you find to replace his minutes is better than he was. Like putting him on the roster, like taking up a roster spot with him at all.
I don't care if he goes somewhere else and becomes a player. You know what's going to happen? Somebody's going to bring him in for a workout and say, man, this guy looks apart. He's so big and he looks like he's fantastic. And then you go back and you watch the film, and he gets shoved around by guys with one arm, and you know, I don't know what's worse, bringing back Tom Savage as your backup, or Xavier Suofilo as your starting guard.
Xavier Suofilo as your starting guard.
Yeah, because theoretically, you're hoping that your backup never sees the field,
right?
What if you brought him back as a backup guard? I don't even want to see that.
I don't want to see that either. I mean, I don't want to see either one of those things. They're both, it's time to move on.
I agree. Well, we'll find out.
It's like having an ex-girlfriend who, like, lit your car on fire and threw away all your records and, you know, she's a horrible human. And now you're like.
Set one of your guitars on fire.
Maybe I'd take her back. No, just end it.
Here it is. This is like the wife or girlfriend who tried to hire a hitman to have you killed, and she gets probation for it because the hitman turned out to be an FBI officer. And she rats out on the hitman and everything else. And after she gets out of prison, you take her back.
Very strange.
Yeah, don't do that. Just, you let her go her own way. You get that divorce filed and you move on. Hey, soccer matters.
Go your own way.
Yeah, go your own way.
I love that song.
I heard somebody do a really cool metal version of that one time. It was badass.
Yeah.
Almost every song like that, if you do a really cool metal version, it sounds badass. You can also bleep it up really bad, too.
I was going to say that's by the great American poet, but Lindsey Buckingham's not a great American poet. Or he is American, isn't he?
I don't know.
Him that's American and the rest of the band's British?
I don't know. I think Stevie Nicks is American.
Okay.
But I don't know.
I think Lindsey Buckingham might be American.
See, you're thinking Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, so maybe I automatically... But I know most of Fleetwood Mac is British.
See, most... Actually, let's be honest. Most really good bands...
Most good rock bands are British. Agreed.
Yeah.
But Lindsey Buckingham, I think he might be...
According to Wikipedia, which great is American never poet. Wrong, Lindsey Adams Buckingham is an American musician, singer, songwriter, and producer.
All right.
Best known as lead guitarist and one of the vocalists of the musical group Fleetwood Mac from 1975 to 87, and then 97 to the present day. They're still out there?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, let's...
Stevie Nicks, who I used to have a huge crush on. Boy, she looked rough on that. Defiant ones.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I mean, I still would. Don't get me wrong, but
so everybody else. So Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham, American.
But they were the good ones.
They were the stars.
Except for Mick Fleetwood, he was a pretty big deal too.
But all the rest of them were British. So I'll go back to that. In the words of the great American poet Lindsey Buckingham, "You can go your own way." I'm assuming he wrote that song and not Stevie Nicks. It's too good of a song for her. Right? She could sing, but let's be real.
Now you're going to make me look it up and see who wrote it.
Just take my word for it. It has to be.
No, because you don't want this ruined, right?
No, he did it. That's by the way, that Rumors, that's one of the greatest albums ever.
It's up there. It was written and sung by Lindsey Buckingham.
Okay, yeah.
Well, it was also sung by Stevie Nicks. She was in that one, too.
She was a backup singer. A backup singer for that song.
Well, don't dog Stevie Nicks.
Well, she's good, but I mean...
Dude, you would have back in the day.
And it was good for the band, I think, to bring her in. But I also think, like, most of the... She was there for decoration a lot. Like, most of the songwriting, the heavy lifting was being done by Lindsey Buckingham and Mick Fleetwood.
You know what I really liked her in, and has nothing to do with Fleetwood Mac, was when she did the duet with Tom Petty, Stop Dragging My Heart Around. Yeah. That was pretty good. That's one that I trot out at karaoke every now and then, whenever there's some woman who can do Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
But
I like Stevie Nicks. I don't want to take anything away from her. But I just,
well, she's a witch. She could curse you.
Is that true?
That's what I've heard. That was always the rumor.
I don't like that.
Google Stevie Nicks witch on the break.
Oh, I'm against that. But
well, you know me. I like witches.
Yeah.
I want my next.
You're into that.
My next ex-wife to
That's
be a witch.
That's not for me. Hmm. You know what is for me?
No, I don't.
My computer career. Let's say you work a job that you hate, like Jong does. Jong hates his job. He's like, man, what can I do? How do I get out of here? Well, it could be like Cody, who last August was selling electronics at a big box store. Last month, Cody started his IT career, making more money, working less hours. How's that? That's the way to go. That's the life. That's the life we're all wanting. Hey, I want to work less hours than we work now and make more money. If you hate what you do, don't get boxed in. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take a free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Don't have computer training or experience, no problem. Transitioning people into IT is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online just 2 or 3 times a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career, and it's more than just a school. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. My Computer Career is nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.